It's all over these people.
Well, first of all, I just want to preface by saying that you're obviously doing something right, because every time I come on your show, there's intense warfare, and that's exactly what we're talking about.
In these last days, God's people need to speak the truth. Hi, I'm David Heavener, and I'm doing just that with my brand new show, David Heavener Live, where we cover topics the church won't. Join me each and every week with my guest on David Heavener Live.
Everybody, David here. Hey, sorry I'm a little bit late, but I have been casting demons out of this truck, and I just kind of wanted to show you guys what I've been doing here. And has it worked? I'm going to tell you it has. Now, in back of me is this truck. I've been driving cross country, and I'm telling you, it has broken down. I've laid hands on it, and it started again. All right, now I talk about demons in your car, demons attacking your house, demons in your apartment, demons in your life. I'm telling you that just like they're in your house, they can be in your car, okay? So I've cast the demons out. I've laid hands. It has miraculously started several times because I travel across country preaching and doing what I'm doing, and I just want to let you guys know that this stuff is real, okay? It is real, so I don't, you know, we live in the spirit realm, and that's why we need to operate in the spirit realm. So I'm going to get back in the car and continue being with you guys. I hope you're well. Love you. Appreciate you all. So I'm going to go straight into chat and see what you guys have to say today. Has anybody, okay, video is a little bit pixy. Okay, let me know if we're having issues on sound, on picture. Let me know how we're doing. But anyway, I didn't know if I'd be able to come to you guys this evening because of the issues that we've been having, but I'm here and I wanted to just, make sure I could come and spend some time with you all. That's important to me. I'm going to let this thing up and I got a lot of light on me, but let me know if you can hear me, if everything is good, if you've got a clear signal. I really appreciate that. We are talking about demons in your car, and also dreams, okay? Now, if you've bought a car and you have not gone out and cleansed that car, evicted the demons out of that car, you need to do that now. I've had too many people tell me they've got a lot of issues, okay? A lot of issues with these cars. And one of the reasons that they break down is because of the past owners, of what they've done in these cars, where these cars have been. And someone says, well, David, does that mean my car is demonic? No, your car is not demonic. Your car is just a car. It's like a gun. You know, you can use it for the good or you can use it for the bad. The problem is you buy these cars and they have demons in them, and they come upon the people. Then you take it in the house, and then it's a mess. That's why I wanted to, and I've done shows on this before, but I wanted to do it again so that people understand the demons in your car. Now, let's talk about dreams. I'd like to have a thumbs up if you guys in chat, if you got a clear signal on me, if the sound is okay. Okay, Marshall says, coming in loud and clear. Thank you, Marshall. I appreciate that. Anybody else having any issues? Rob says, connection slow, but good enough. Okay, all right. Well, I'm out on location, so unfortunately, it's going to be a little, iffy. Yes, this is live. This is definitely live, and that's why I wanted to come to you guys, because I'm having issues with the car right now. Cast out demons, car starts, car's running. And I even did this with an air conditioning. It broke down. I lay hands on it. Folks, you have the power to do this. If you've got chaos in your home, you have the power to cast these demons out of your home. Okay? You have the power to do this. And that's why we need to understand that we're God's children. We have this power. Betty says the picture is fuzzy. I'll try something a little different, Betty, if I can, in just a minute. But I'd like to have your all's opinion on if, I mean, you don't have to agree with me, but has anyone had experience with demonic in your car? Let me know in chat. And then we're going to be talking about dreams, okay? And again, I'm sorry this is a little bit raw, this video today, but I'm out on location, and but I wanted to come to you guys anyway. I'm not sure that I would even have a signal. But I am with you. So just let me know if everything is still coming in. Marshall says loud and clear. Okay. Am I still, all is good? Betty says, okay, good. Thank you. All right. Let's talk about your dreams. Now, I'm going to do a continual series on demonic attacks, demonic warfare. And I'm sorry, I don't care what the picture looks like or the sound.
To your iPad, it might be better.
Yeah. Well, have you checked to make sure that the signal's good? If it's good, then we're fine. You can check.
Yeah,
go on.
It works fine.
Yeah, go on, check. No, we're good. All right, so listen, I'm going to talk about demonic warfare because too many people are getting attacked and too many people are going through stuff they don't need to go through. Okay, again, I apologize for the sound, the picture, but I don't care as long as I get the message across.
Yeah.
If you have a car, you're having problems with your car, I want you to go out. I want you to lay hands on it. I want you to cast the demons out of it. If you're having problems in your life, problems with your job, problems, and you haven't been able to fix it, you got to cleanse these demons out. Get them out of your car. Get them out of your house. Okay? I'm going on a, I don't know, I'm going to go on a 30-day demon eviction here because I'm so tired of people being sick. I'm so tired of these demonic attacks and God's people running around going, oh, I don't know what to do. I'm not sure what I'm going to do. Folks, greater things we will do, Jesus said. These things will follow. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out demons, preach the gospel. That's you and I. Nobody else can do this, all right? Nobody can do this. And it's based on the blood of Jesus. If you're new with us and you haven't been here before, usually I'm a little more polished than this, but I don't care as long as we get the message across. It's all about demonic warfare. One of the main things that Jesus did when he walked the face of the earth was casting out demons. That's one of the main things that he did, folks. And what do we do? He didn't put up with these demons. He didn't allow this to happen. He told him to, I'm paraphrasing, he said, you shut up. He didn't put up with it. And my question to you guys, and I ask myself this question, is do we put up with these things? Have we been allowing Satan to come into our life, to come and mess with our children? Have we been allowing him to do this? There's two things that go on. That when we don't stand up to demons and cast them out and show the power that God's given us, the demons wreak havoc. They affect the family. They affect your friends, coworkers, people that you meet on the street, and they affect your animals. You ever met somebody that's just pure evil? You know they got demons. they got demons crawling all over them. And you meet their dogs, their animals, and their dogs are meaner than snot. This is what I'm talking about. Animals suffer because human beings don't stand in the rightful place. You know, an animal doesn't have the ability to cast out a demon. A dog, a cat, some people's case, a hamster, right? They don't have that ability to do that. Only you do, because you're a child of God. Maybe you have a husband or a wife or a friend or someone in your family, and they don't know God, but you do. They don't have the ability to cast out a demon, but you do. So many people depend on you for standing up and taking a position, because you are a child of the living God. Not many people are. You know, I decided to do this show like this tonight, and God decided it, because I said, Lord, so many people have been hurting, been doing this ministry now for over 10 plus years, been on the air for almost 9 years. And yet Christian after Christian is being knocked around, beaten up by Satan. Yeah, Al says Satan was defeated at the cross. Amen to that. But so many of God's people are being affected. And right now, in the name of Jesus, I'm saying and I'm proclaiming this, that there's ones out there listening to me. Your life is going to be different after this broadcast, because you are now understanding you're a child living God. Only you have the power. And God is laying that power upon his children. Donald says we have victory over Satan. To step on serpents, snakes. You're right. And Jesus did say, your name is written in the book of life. Let me say something about that, Donald. I'm glad you brought that up. Thank you. You know, I tell people, you got to get rid of these demons. And I do have people come up to me and say, that's fine, David, but rejoice, your name is written in the book of life. Yeah, I'm rejoicing. In the meanwhile, demons are beating the snot out of people. See, when Jesus said that, he wasn't telling them not to deal with demons. He was saying, don't go around bragging. Don't go around rejoicing in that. Only rejoice that you're saved. And that's what he was talking about. And we have to rejoice we're saved, but we also have to stand up and send Satan back to hell. Because I believe that a lot of these diseases and a lot of this sickness is because Satan is not dealt with. And we're going to deal with them tonight on this broadcast. Even if this broadcast is only 20 minutes long, I think it's not the length. It's what we do as our family together. This says, Marshall says, I have known a 9-year-old boy defeat spirits of divination and necromancy with the authority of Jesus. Marshall, that's amazing. A 9-year-old boy. I'd like to see some more testimonies like that. Somebody said to me, a child can't cast out a demon. And I said, why? I said, well, because he's a child. I said, but Jesus said, unless you become a child, you can't inherit the kingdom of God. So what's wrong with that picture? Of course a child can cast out a demon. Unfortunately, they don't, because the parents haven't, well, they haven't informed the child, but in many cases, it's the Holy Spirit that gets hold of the child. I'm going to get your all's, Rob says amen. I'm going to get your all's opinion on that. Do you think a child can cast out a demon? Yes or no? Can a child cast out a demon? Let's talk about dreams. King just said, I've been having zombie apocalypse dreams since 2011. zombie apocalypse dream since 2011. Question is, are these just nightmares, or is it God trying to tell us something? What's going on? Is it nightmares, or is God trying to tell us something? That's the question. You see, folks, we're dealing with high-level warfare. Demons have ranks. And I talked about this earlier, but I want to talk about it again. I want to talk about the body, soul, and spirit, how they get in. The body is our body. The soul is our emotion. It's our thoughts, our determination, our consciousness. The spirit comes from God. It's of God, from God. Now, it doesn't mean that everyone has a spirit is going to go back to God, because we have to stand on the blood of Jesus. We have to repent and accept Christ as our Savior, the only way to the Father. And our spirit will go back to God, belongs to God. But it doesn't matter. Everyone is body, soul, and spirit. So in Christians, the demons can occupy the body. So it doesn't mean you're possessed. Does not mean you're possessed. But it can occupy your body. Obviously, it can oppression around you, around your body. Oppression around your soul, your emotions, but they can occupy your emotions. That's what we're talking about, addiction. Then it goes into chemical. Then it goes into your body. They absolutely can. That's not a possession. That's not as the you are possessed, or a person is possessed, but that is not demonic possession as we know it. What is possession is when the demon possesses your spirit. A demon cannot possess the spirit of a Christian. Let me say that again. A demon cannot possess the spirit of a Christian. It is impossible. Why? Because God owns it. The Holy Spirit is in it. You may be backslidden. You may not be living the way God wants you to live. But if you're a true child of God, I said a true child of God, a demon cannot occupy your spirit. Your body, yes. Your soul, yes. The emotion, understand. So now that we've talked about that, I want to go into the way demons affect our lives. So I just wanted to recap that because, you know, I think that's important. I want to go back to comments and see how we doing okay, here we go here. Everyone is body and soul. We get spirit from God when we accept Christ. Absolutely. Okay, absolutely. What is that? We go watcher. Let's see what we go watcher say. God told me to cast out the demon of entertainment. Cast out when that relative was in the car. Cast out SOL entertainment. Cast out in the car. Not quite sure what you were saying there, watcher. But shoot me another chat and let me know what that means. All right, so. Now let's talk about your dreams. Are your dreams of God or of Satan? All right. I'm talking about things that people have asked me over the years, and I haven't addressed some of them. I want to address a few things now, and I want to talk about these. It's not me just sitting here preaching to you on a pedestal. It's about you and I having a conversation, okay?
Craig says, let's bring Craig on here and see what Craig has to say. Brother David, Lady Gaga just gave a free concert to 2 million people on the beach of the Rio de Janeiro. This was a mass ritual put on these people. You should see the images. Oh, man, Craig, you're reading my mail. I saw that on the news, and I said, these people have no clue of what's going on, folks. No clue of what's going on. No clue. It's interesting, and if you're listening to me from Europe, I don't want to hurt your feelings, and I'm not coming against you because I love you, but it seems that Europe or America falls for this, but for some reason, Europe just kind of bows to this stuff, and I'd like to get your all's take on it, you know? These kind of get sterile and kind of go for, you know, the Gaga stuff. And I just would like to get, you know, your take on it and see what you think. Let's see here what Watcher says here. Says here, one time there was a relative in it acting like they were demon possessed. Must I do this after each passenger is in it? That's a good question. That's a good question. I try to, in my vehicle and in my house, I try to be really selective who I allow in my space, okay? Jesus was very selective who he allowed around him. He did preach to people, but he only allowed around him what the Father would have. You know, Jesus protected his space, okay? Now, the question is, if you cast a demon out of a car, do you have to do it again if someone comes in the car and you think they have a demon? Well, I want to say something that is a little bit conjecture, but I believe it to be true. You know, you guys, I've had people on talking about staking their property, staking land, staking around their house, even their bedroom and so forth. When you anoint your car with oil, when you stake out a territory, okay, what you're doing two things. You're claiming that territory for God, okay? Well, God owns it anyway, but because he knows you're claiming it, you'll be honored. That's number one. But number two is you're notifying demons they have no right. Now, what I'm telling you is kind of a little bit conjecture, but I believe it to be true, that when you stake out your territory and you pray around your bedroom, around your house, around your car, people who carry demons won't want to come around you, okay? I've had them even get violently ill. When I have anointed my house, my car, my space, first of all, they don't come around most of the time, but I've had them come around. And when it did, they were violently ill. They became violently ill. It only happened once, I think maybe twice. So to answer the question, stake out your anoint your car with oil, stake out your property, plead the blood of Jesus over it. Let's look and see what Ray says. People get tricked into thinking those are seen in the media are to be worshipped. Devil loves that. This is also known as corruption in Hollywood for the most part. You know, Sunshine's talking about Hollywood. I think Hollywood's over. I think it's done. We're seeing it change immensely. We're seeing some major changes, okay? A lot of people are out of work. A lot more people are going to be out of work. AEM is going to kick the rear end of a lot of people right out of the business. So two things can happen. it can just fall into total chaos. Of course, Hollywood and California anyway, Los Angeles is pretty much gone to hell, is hell. The government, it's crazy. But it could get worse and just go into, be sucked into a deep, dark pit. Or God could be planning this, and it's time for God's people to take over. Okay? It's a beautiful country, as far as California. And I don't think Satan should occupy it. I think it should be occupied by God's people. Okay? That's my belief on it. So if God's calling you out there, or to pray for, you know, California, Hollywood, then do so. Some people pray that it falls off into the ocean. I'm not going to tell you to pray that way. I'm going to tell you to pray the way that God tells you to pray. Okay, can you use cooking oil? Denise, can you use cooking oil? Yes, you can, Denise. It's not the oil. It's not the oil. It's what's behind the oil. You know, I did that video, Bible That Leaks Oil. Had over almost 3 million views, and it was about a Bible that oil came out of it. And people said, oh, is that true? Well, I'm not going to get into that now because we don't have time, but maybe I'll talk about it some other time. It doesn't matter whether the Bible leaked oil or didn't leak oil. You had thousands of people show up at this little, you know, gift shop, and they started healing people and things started happening. And what it did, it increased the faith of people, okay? It didn't matter where this oil came from. Now, I am not going to condone a Bible leaking oil that somebody might have put in the Bible. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm telling you, it's not the oil. You can use cooking oil. You can use, if you have to use motor oil, it doesn't matter. It's symbolic of your faith, your belief in the power of God. Okay? So that... Amen. All right. Sunshine says, amen, David, taking back California. There you go. Tom says, that gummy oil, not good for the car. Well, I said you could use motor oil. I don't know. Don't put olive oil in your car, okay? And don't try to cook with motor oil. But when it comes to anointing your car, your house, it doesn't matter what the oil is, okay? That's the point I'm trying to make. Watcher says, it says here, I was surprised as soon as I cast the demon out, there was a total silence in the car for the rest of the ride. Yeah, it works. I'm telling you, it works. But we have to believe it. First of all, we have to know it. Most people don't even talk about it. All right, let's see what Craig says about principalities and geographic identity. Principalities have geographic identity. Yes, they do. Hence, the prince of Persia, prince of Greece, they have legal right to operate over those areas. We fight not against flesh and blood. Absolutely. Now, Craig dives deep into this, and Craig, I got to get you on the show to talk about this. I know I keep saying it. You do deep studies on this. There are principalities that have legal rights geographically. This is why you see things happening the way you do in the Middle East. This is why you see things happening in the United States in certain areas, California, Washington, D.C. These have been generational curses. I use the word portal, but please don't. It's not really a portal, but it's a place over the generations where the demons have come in and taken over. And the people have not listened to God. They have not repented. So therefore, they've been given over. And when they've been given over having their legal rights, that doesn't mean that God has given them some type of, eternal pass. No, he's given them a temporary lease. And one day God's gonna call that lease due and evict them. But let me tell you something. You don't need to wait for God. You can do it yourself. We can do it together. And as a matter of fact, I went with Craig up to Gettysburg, and we prayed. You guys prayed over the Georgia Guidestones. And we can bust, disintegrate those legal rights. They don't have to exist until Jesus comes back. We have the power to do that. All right. That's important for us to understand here. Let's see what else we got going here. Okay. Let's go back to Craig here and see what else he says. They have the right to operate. They don't have legal ownership. Just like I said, a person can rent an apartment, just like a demon, and the person has the right to operate in that apartment. They can live there. They're not owners of it. That belongs to God. You can ask God to disrupt, confuse, and the Holy Spirit to operate unhinged into the heart of mankind. Absolutely. We can go in and evict these demons. This is what we're, it's funny how we've been talking about this, of how you have the power to evict them out of your car. I think Shanita might be outside. I'm not quite sure what, I might try to bring her in here. Let's see here. Let's go into, Marsha says, I think God used what was going on with that car to bring them to you. There's an area of blessing surrounding your car right now. They may be drawn to God without even knowing it.
You already answered Liz's question about
anointing. What is Liz's question?
Do I have the authority to anoint my adult child's house or things?
Boy, that's a good question. Who asked that?
Liz.
Liz. Okay, Liz, that's a good question. I want to see what you all think in chat. You can anoint anything. You have the right to go and anoint anything. The question is, the person that has the authority here on earth over it, meaning your child, it's their house, it's not going to do a whole lot of good, because if that's something they don't believe in, that they don't want, they're going to bring demons in themselves. Okay, I'm not sure God's going to let you go into somebody's house who doesn't care about him and doesn't believe in it and let you anoint the house unless you get their permission. Now, if you get their permission, that's a whole different ballgame. But if they're a child of God, they can anoint their own house. You can go over with them and help them. But if they're not a child of God, they're not going to be able to do much good at all. You can't, if you don't know the Lord, if you're not a child of living God, it's difficult to go around and anoint anything, because you don't have the power. You don't have the right, the authority, the legal right, Craig was talking about, to do that. The Pharisees went down and tried to get baptized when John the Baptist was baptizing them. I'm paraphrasing. He said, you vipers, you sons of hell, you think you're going to come down here and get baptized and somehow you're going to escape fire? No, you're not. So what he's saying basically is, until you repent and come to God, you don't have any authority at all. So you can't anoint anything. You can't do anything. You don't have the right to have the power of God here. Yeah.
And Brian and Ruth say, demons have wreaked havoc in my past, in cars and homes. Sometimes it is needful to kick the devil out. The devil will do anything to mess with the children of God.
Yeah.
He comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but we have power in the blood of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Brian and Ruth. It's so true. Absolutely. This says here, let's see. Sunshine says, study to show thyself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly divided the word of truth. Thank you, Sunshine, for that. I appreciate that. Craig says, David, this is a timely discussion for everyone. It's a good time to re-anoint or just reclaim what God has given you. A thief will go away and come back another time to see if the doors are still locked. Craig, let me tell you something, you guys, listen to me. God orchestrated this conversation right now with us, because I was going to do a different show. I was going to run some videos and do a different show. But then God laid on my heart what I need to talk about. And I believe it's what Craig was talking about. This is timely. We need to go have this discussion. It's time to clean house, kick butt, and chew gum. And I'm all out of gum. So we're going to kick the devil's butt. Okay. Let's see here. Let's see. Who else we have? Do we have any other questions, Shanita?
Not that I see at the moment.
Okay. All right. We've got here, Kay says, please pray for my family to come to Jesus. Mm-hmm. Okay. And we are praying.
Do you want to pray over the vehicle over here?
Yeah, we're going to do that. Let's see. Craig again says 2 Chronicles 7:14 is well known. If the people repent and turn, God will heal their land. Why not the people? God removes the principalities occupying the land. Adam took care of the land. We have dominion. We have ownership. We have right. We have authority over everything. Okay. This is why I struggle with California, folks, because, you know, I'm from there, made a lot of movies there, and I struggle every day. Should I go back? You know, I don't mean go back and get people to, quote, know Jesus. That's not what I'm talking about, that religious stuff. I'm talking about go back and deal with the demons, you know? If you deal with the demons, you got people trying to bring people to Jesus. When you got all these demons out there floating around, you're bringing people to Jesus and the demons are whopping the person in the head, right? So we got to get rid of these demons. Now, I'm not saying you can go cast demons off somebody that doesn't want any demons cast off of them. But when someone's, you know, in pain and poverty, confusion, and you can ask them, I want to pray for you and I'm going to cast these demons off of you. Are you with me on this? And they say, yes, then go to work, go to town. All right. Bring them to Jesus. Now, the question is, do you bring them to Jesus first or get rid of those demons? Well, you have to listen to the Holy Spirit. Okay. Because I think every case is a little bit different. Jesus did forgive sins before he cast out demons and he forgave them after he cast out demons, depending on the incident. All right. Let's see. Betty says they don't step on my property. That's right, Betty. You go get them, girl. Yeah.
The question came up, can you anoint from a distance or can you cast out demons from a distance? And Wendy says, you know, nightly pray over your child's home to cover it with the blood of Jesus, ask Jesus to surround it with his golden Faraday cage, a tsunami of living water, and guard it with his angels.
Mm.
And y'all remember the story of Colleen when she was a teen and deciding that she didn't want to be a girl anymore. She chopped off all her long hair. And okay. One day when she was at school, her mother prayed and cast that demon out. And when she got home, she said, Mom, what did you pray?
Yeah.
And at that instant, she no longer had the desire to be a boy.
Oh, it was gone. Okay. Craig says, David, follow God. You are God's representative. He says, go, then go. Mm-hmm. Ask God confirmation first before going. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we are asked to stand down. Stand down, hence Jeremiah the prophet. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. Let's see what Tony has to say here. I should not mention how much I help the young homeless, but I will. God knows that all I will reveal. I wait to tell them to worship Jesus. Thank you. Appreciate that, Tony. Helping the homeless. You know, Mel Novak, he went to be with the Lord. He was known as the mayor of Skid Row. We talked about him and honored him several weeks ago. I want to talk about dreams real quick before we get out of time here. And folks, please, we're going to go underground. So if you would like to go become a member of David Hebner TV, sign up, davidhebner.tv. And do you have something?
Yeah. So what Brian and Ruth have found to be effective is they would minister in the 12-step program. First, we cast the demons out, and then we would lead them to the Lord. And then we could take them through the process of forgiveness.
There you go. So casting demons out, lead them to the Lord through the process of forgiveness. Like this, you have to listen to the Holy Spirit. There is, I don't think there's a formula of the order. It depends. It depends on what's going on. I want to talk about dreams. Before I do, if you guys would like to go to davidhebner.tv/give and help us with the ministry, donate, that'd be great. Call 844-806-0006. God bless you all. Let's talk about dreams here. The dreams, are they from Satan? Are they from God? When you're sleeping and you're getting these visions in your dreams, is it God? Is it Satan? Or is it just some, maybe some bad meat that you ate too late at night and you shouldn't have gone to bed on it? There is no way to tell. You have to go to God and ask God. But I will say this for me. I can only talk about me. I can't talk about you. When a dream affects me to the point where it causes my behavior to change, that is a dream from the spirit, okay? When it causes my behavior to change, and what does that mean? That means I wake up, I'm trying to give you an example. I wake up and immediately I know the dream. You ever done that? You wake up, you know you were dreaming. This is what I was dreaming. And you think about that dream. It keeps hitting you during the morning time and keeps, you know, coming into your mind. And you go, God, what is this? What are you trying to tell me? What's going on? Well, here's what I believe. That's the door of the spirit opening. That's a spiritual dream. What happens to most of us, now listen to me, because it happens to me, is we forget about the dream. So we never know if it's from God, what he's trying to tell us, and we don't know if it's Satan attacking us, because we do not place any emphasis on the dream. So what I do is I write it down. I put my hand over it, I pray, I say, God, reveal to me what this dream is all about. And two things have happened. I've had God reveal it to me, what he really meant by it. And I've had God tell me, use discernment, this is not from me. Okay? So I want to run through this again on dreams, because I've had so many people ask me. I think there's three categories. I think there's the category, the dream is from God. I think it's the category that the dream is satanic. And I believe there's the category where you just ate too late at night and you went to bed on it and you shouldn't have. Okay. If it's a spiritual dream, 9 times out of 10, for me, it will be on my mind when I wake up. You know, there's sometimes that it's not, but then it hits me about an hour later, hard and heavy. Okay. Most people forget about it. Okay. Don't write it down. And then pray about it and say, God, what are you trying to tell me? What's going on here? What do I need to know? Put your hand on it. And I've had God tell me, this is what I want you to do. This is what it means. But then I've had God tell me, use discernment. Okay. I've never had God tell me it was from Satan. But when he said, use discernment, walk careful, I knew exactly what he meant. Okay. And being from Satan means that it's a dream that wants me to go after my only my fleshly desires. It's a dream that is about me, all about me, right? And I'm not talking about a nightmare, though a nightmare can be from Satan, but also a nightmare can be from God shaking us up too. So it's not, has nothing to do with the extremity of the dream, the high level intensity. It has everything to do with the message that's coming across. Because in the last days, people will see visions, they'll dream dreams. And God means that, and that's why these dreams mean something. So I don't know if you guys have had dreams. We're running around the corner here. talking about the dreams. All right. Marshall says, I know that devils are afraid of God's word, even in our dreams. Well, he is, for sure. Absolutely. Let's see. Yes.
And Wendy says, daily ask Jesus to cover you with his holy armor, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, shield of faith, sword of spirit, belt of truth, shoes of readiness to preach the gospel of peace. And I would add, maybe even before you go to sleep, and ask for godly dreams and revelations.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So Shanita said, before you go to sleep, ask God for godly dreams and revelations. And that's so true. So let's see what Marshall says. I think if a dream is from God, there will be a peace in your soul, even if the dream is scary. Yeah, so let me elaborate on that, Marshall. I'm glad you brought it up. I've had scary dreams before, and they were from God. But it brought peace to my soul because it answered a question I was struggling with. Does that make sense? In other words, it was kind of a nightmarish dream, but it brought a conclusion to what I've been thinking about and praying about. It brought peace. There are dreams that bring confusion, okay? I'll touch on this part of the dream, then I'm going to move on. The devil likes to attack your sexuality in your dreams. I've interviewed so many women, especially some men, mostly women. They've been attacked in their dreams sexually. All right. Somebody told me, well, I had a bad dream about sexuality and the guy was doing this and blah, blah, blah. And I felt really ashamed. And I feel like it was God, you know, trying to spank me or God trying to, you know, punish me. Let me tell you something. God will never do that. God does not do that to his children. All right. You should never, ever be ashamed. If something happened to you as a child, it is not your fault. Satan has come in and destroyed so many young people, and we're here to restore you. All right. So if you have those kind of dreams, and a lot of us do, these dreams are not from God. These dreams that make you feel guilty, these dreams that confuse you, especially with your sexuality, these dreams are not from God. God does not do that to his children. Your sexuality is pure to God. In God's eyes, I don't care how many men or women you've been with, if you've repented and you've gone back to God, you're a virgin. All right? That's just the way it is. And God never, ever condemns you for what happened in the past. Now, we might condemn ourselves, but we have to forgive ourselves because God has forgiven us. All right. Shanita, anything else before we head out here and go into underground?
Prayer requests, praise reports.
Prayer requests, praise reports. Who do we have? What do we have here for a prayer request?
Well, we have a testimony from Deanie in Nevada, and we've been praying for her for several months. She suffered eyesight, loss of her eyesight. And she writes, living in a world that's on the brink of chaos, you are a much needed shining light. So thank you for your ministry.
Oh, thank you so much. But God bless her for the encouragement, because it gets tough, I got to tell you. Thank you so much. And thank you all for being part of this ministry and for helping so many people. And thank you, Shanita, for putting up with me. Liz says, ask Jesus to be in my dreams every night. That's a good point, folks. Ask Jesus to be in your dreams every night. He talks to me in my dreams, Liz says. God bless you. Yeah.
I think your word about restoration of virginity is so timely, because that's one of the prayer requests that came in, or one of our viewers' family members was just feeling so devastated and nearly suicidal and having haunting dreams. So thank you for sharing that.
Oh, praise God. Well, it's funny how God has, the Holy Spirit has his timing, connects people's emotions and minds all together, because we're all one body, right? Mm-hmm. We're all one body. Marshall says, I was harassed by devils for a long time in my dreams. eventually God provided my way to use his word against them in my dreams. Absolutely, you command it in the name of Jesus. Get out of my dreams. Liz says, thank you, David. And Shanita, thank you, Liz. I appreciate you all. God bless you. Lori says, thank you, David and Shanita. You guys. I just love you all. I mean, it's great to have a family, Shanita, a spiritual family.
Nothing like it.
Yeah. Okay, so Lori says, continue prayers for my daughter, my prodigal daughter, a restoration in her family and for salvation. Okay, Lori, we're praying for you. And who else, Shanita?
Well, we have a praise report in from Central America. One of our team there was just devastated with car issue after issue and loss of income, but yet she chose to be grateful. And I mean, that's such a powerful testimony when it's all a matter of what you decide to focus on,
right,
and give glory and precedence to.
Right. Yep. Give glory to God. Okay. Any more prayer requests here? And if you've got a prayer request, you can always text, you can always email Shanita at admin@davidhebner.tv. And we want to pray for you. We're going to be going underground just a few minutes, folks. If you haven't signed up to David, would you go with us underground? I appreciate that. It's for members only. When you sign up to David Hebner TV, it helps the ministry. And I know I do this every time we get together, but we always have some new people, and I want to make sure no one misses out. All these subjects that we talk about are so important to the body of Christ. Mm-hmm. You know, people go, well, David, you know, these things you talk about, like, you know, mind control and, you know, what's happening in the Book of Revelation, the Illuminati, how demons invade our dreams. See that? And all these people, Shanita, we have over 100 guests that people know who they are. And we have over 500-600, more than that. We got almost 1,000 interviews with different people. Can you imagine that? Look at this right here. End Times Prophecy, Big Pharma, Deception, Nephilim. Got Satanism, Demonic Powers, Illuminati. Go to davidhebner.tv and sign up now.
So in Central America, the pastor is calling for prayer because tomorrow is the last day. The people who wanted to get sexual orientation and gender ID into the non-discrimination category, this is their last chance to do it. And so we're praying for confusion over their plan. And Shelley's mom on dialysis, Rhonda's for Roxy to take the meds, for healing for Bonnie. You ministered to Lindsay today at the hotel, and praying for Susie and for Wendy and anybody else. Go ahead and email admin@davidhebner.tv.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let us know. I got here, Watcher says, David, I learned from you and Russ how to cast the demon out of my dreams. It screeched as I cast out it over my head. Praise God. We really miss the late, great Russ Dizdar. And Russ and I had some great shows and spoke at conferences together and did some teachings. And all right, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Thank you, Lord, for loving us. Thank you for being here. Father, thank you for giving us the authority and the power to cast out demons. We don't take this lightly. This message needed to be heard about how demons invade our cars, our houses, our minds, our dreams. And there's someone out there, many out there, I believe, that are realizing they have the power of God in them, the same power that you used to raise your son from the dead. And right now, Father, I'm asking that you let this power and this revelation manifest in the minds and the hearts of your people listening right now, that only they can use that power, and is up to them, that only you use them because they are your children. We are your children. We thank you, Father, for this power. We use it humbly, but we use it proudly. In the name of Jesus, demon, you demon of addiction, you demon of child molestation, you demon of sickness, you demon of disruption, you dark demons, we hereby cast you out into the pits of hell. You have no right. People are being healed right now. Families restored. Financial situations have come together, and now people are going to have prosperity. Prosperity instead of poverty. We thank you, Lord, for our family. We thank you for what you've taught us today, that we go, leave on a different level in which we came in, for each and every person Shanita mentioned. We always pray for our children caught up in human trafficking. You demon of drug dealers, you demon of sex child trafficking, we hereby cast you away from the children back into the pits of hell. We thank you for saving our children. And we thank you for letting us be able to come to together on this broadcast without any interference, because I know the demons don't like it as they tremble. But we praise you and we thank you that you cleanse our cars, our houses, our minds, our property, our dreams, and our families. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, folks, I love you guys. We're going to go underground in just a few minutes. So please, if you would, go to DavidHebner.tv so you can go with us underground. We need to know that you're out there, okay? You are a family. We love you guys. Shanita, any last-minute thoughts before we go?
Well, I prayed over the vehicle that broke down next to us.
Okay.
And then I asked if they had AAA, so I feel like I was double-minded, so I'm going to repeat that double-mindedness.
You could cast out a demon and call AAA. It's okay. It's all right. All right. All right. I love you guys. I'll see you underground.
When you donate to this ministry, I can honestly tell you that we talk about things the church won't. I do my best. I do my best to get the word out, and so does Shanita. And anything that you can give that God lays on your heart would be appreciated. It keeps us going. It keeps this show going. It keeps us traveling to pray for people. And it's just much appreciated. DavidHebner.tv/give. Consider becoming a monthly partner. You can call 844-806-0006, or you can text the word CHOSEN to 91999.
How can people be a participant and help you bring... How can people be a participant and help you bring the last evangelist story?
We have the new End Times DVD, 8 hours of me investigating things like Satanism, demonic powers, Illuminati, New World Order, Antichrist, One World Religion, End Times Miracles, Bible Prophecy.
And the alien demon connection with L.A. Marzulli.
So I want you to text the word CHOSEN to 91999. The word CHOSEN to 91999 and get the End Times Investigation DVD.
I just want to thank you for watching my shows. My new show, episode 2 of Last Evangelist, is out. It's about the
jab, the deadly jab,
the truth of it. And if you'd like to see it, you can go to DavidHebner.tv and watch it.
It talks about the Mark of the Beast, the new AI Bible, this new Jesus they've created. I want you to go and sign up right now, DavidHebner.tv, or call 844-806-0006. Episode 2 depicts of the world of which the vaccine operates, the deception behind it, what's happening now, and what's going to happen in the very near future.
You know, we're in the middle of filming episode 3 of Last Evangelist. And if you haven't seen episode 1 and 2, you got to watch it. Episode 3 deals with mind control, AI, and folks, it's coming.